Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right, it's Friday. It's time for Speed Jokes, the best of Speed Joke of the Week. Number one. Hey, what's the difference between a Canadian and a canoe? A canoe tips. Dave Enda will be hearing some of these for the first time. And he was not smiling. Okay.
Yes, I was.
Let's try this one. Speed Joke of the Week. Number two. Last night, I shot an elephant in my pajamas. How he got in them, I'll never know. Little Groucho Marx there. Yeah. I'm doing this, you know, with my cigar. Joke of the Week number three. I was walking past a farm and a sign said duck, comma, eggs. And I thought, that's an unnecessary comma. And then I got hit by a duck egg. That's kind of a visual one, but I hope it works on the radio. Speed Joke of the Week number four. Jill Kellerhals passed along this free marriage tip. Don't ask your wife when will dinner be ready when she's mowing the lawn. First of all, what's your wife doing mowing the lawn? I know that's sexist, but we tend to segregate some responsibilities at my house. I mow the lawn. Brenda does some other things. Brenda does everything. All right, joke of the week number five. My local bank offers mortgages with no interest, so I went in to ask for a loan, and the manager said, I don't care. He had absolutely no interest in doing business with me. Joke of the week number five. My friend said he had a trophy wife, and I said, well, I don't think she's really that pretty. And he said, I didn't say she got first place.
That one's funny.
So we're up to seven, Producer Aleph. Joke of the week number seven. I bumped into a cable repairman yesterday, and he asked me what time it was, and I said it was sometime between 8 and 1.
I think that one's my favorite.
I got to tell you, Vicki, I was thinking the same thing. That may be hard to beat this week. How about this one, number eight? My wife dated a clown before she started going out with me. I had some really big shoes to fill.
That's one of my favorites.
That's good.
Yeah.
Clown jokes are just fun. What was the other one? I was attacked by, what was it? If you're ever attacked by a clown, go for the juggler. Something like that. There's some clown jokes out there that make me smile. How about number nine? A man with two left feet goes into a shoe store and says, hey, do you sell flip-flips?
I just got that one.
Actually, that one just bumped the clown joke for me. Sorry. Joke of the week number 10. I lent my cousin $65,000 for plastic surgery.
Did he pay you back?
Nah, and the trouble is, I don't know what he looks like now. Are you my cousin? Hey, are you my cousin?
That was a good one.
Randomly stopping people on the street.
We actually had a really good week last week.
This is bad.
This is going to be a tough one.
I'm telling you, Vicki, because of the... I'm now showing it to Ashley Byhun, who's videotaping today's Speed Jokes Best Of. This thing has ratcheted up the quality of the jokes being sent in.
People are
competing. We haven't sent Vicki the Speed Jokes coffee mug yet.
No, you haven't.
I also, along with
all of the sweets and the food and everything else you guys have over there.
I finally watched the Godzilla movie, and you're right. It did have a Speed Show mug. He was carrying a Speed Jokes mug. I did see that.
We had mentioned that earlier in the week. Did you really watch King Kong, or was it Godzilla versus King Kong?
Mm-hmm.
Is that an awesome movie or what?
Yeah. It was. It felt a lot like you did, just, you know, wrecking stuff.
Yeah, it's the best wrecking stuff you've ever seen. I don't watch those movies. I have no interest in them. I love that movie. All right, Speed Joke of the Week. I think we're on 11, right, Ms. Garris? Here we go. I was accused of being a plagiarist. Those were their words, not mine. Joke of the Week number 12. Hey, a big shout out to Sam and Ella. Thanks for listening, but that's a real bad name for your diner. Speed Joke of the Week. Here's the last one. Number 13. I asked a bagger at the Jewel if he would box my groceries, and he said no, but I'd wrestle them if the money was right. All right. A little boxing music here for you. 312-981-7200. Which was the best joke of the week? Dave Enid, go.
I like the big shoes to fill.
Into the newsroom, Grzanich.
I like that one, too, but I'm going to go with the flip-flips.
Ruxton, are you playing along today? I know you're busy in traffic over there for us today. I think he's away. Ms. Garris, what are you going to say?
I'm going to go with the, what was it, the plumber? Cable repair.
I'm going to have to go with flip-flips. Flip-flips. You tell us, 312-981-7200. At the end of the year, we'll do some sort of bracket. The best jokes battle. We'll see who advances from this last week in April. Can you believe it's the last week of April, by the way? Where did it go?
Last day of April.
Yeah. Send your best jokes to John Williams at WGNRadio.com. You could win the Speed Jokes coffee mug, and you can always share them with your friends. Today's episode will appear at WGNRadio.com/speedjokes.